From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the conclusion of a message entitled Help in Trouble, part of this extensive series in the book of Joshua. Chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, records the efforts of Adonai Zedek and a coalition of four other Canaanite kings to make war on the Gibeonites because they had entered into a league with Israel. Upon learning of this threat, the Gibeonites immediately sent to Joshua to come and help them. Dr. Cairns has been drawing spiritual parallels between the wrath of those heathen people against the Gibeonites and the hatred of the world for those who profess faith in Christ. The Savior made it clear to his disciples that the world would hate them just as it had hated him. As the pagan Canaanites sought to dispossess Joshua of his conquests, so the world, the flesh, and the devil are constantly trying to rob Christians of their spiritual victories. Yet the passage also shows that the resources available to the Gibeonites were more than sufficient for them, even as Christ's resources are more than adequate to guarantee victory for his people. As the Gibeonites cried to Joshua to come and help them, so believers are to cry to the Lord with the same urgency and fervency as they face their enemies. Those defenseless Gibeonites found Joshua to be a timely and able deliverer. Our greater than Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, has saved his people from the wrath of God. He is able to save them from the wrath of men and devils as well. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Psalm 97 and verse 1. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. Causes for disquietude there are none, so long as this blessed sentence is true. On earth the Lord's power as readily controls the rage of the wicked as the rage of the sea. His love as easily refreshes the poor with mercy as the earth with showers. Majesty gleams in flashes of fire amid the tempest's horrors, and the glory of the Lord is seen in its grandeur in the fall of empires and the crash of thrones. In all our conflicts and tribulations, we may behold the hand of the divine King. God is God. He sees and hears all our troubles, all our tears. Soul, forget not mid thy pains, God o'er all forever reigns. In hell, evil spirits own with misery his undoubted supremacy. When permitted to roam abroad, it is with a chain at their heel. The bit is in the mouth of Behemoth, and the hook in the jaws of Leviathan. Death's darts are under the Lord's lock, and the grave's prisons have divine power as their warder. The terrible vengeance of the judge of all the earth makes fiends cower down and tremble, even as dogs in the kennel fear the hunter's whip. Fear not death, nor Satan's thrusts. God defends who in him trusts. Soul, remember in thy pains, God o'er all forever reigns. In heaven none doubt the sovereignty of the King Eternal, but all fall on their faces to do him homage. Angels are his courtiers, the redeemed his favorites, and all delight to serve him day and night. May we soon reach the city of the great King. For this life's long night of sadness, he will give us peace and gladness. Soul, remember in thy pains, God o'er all forever reigns. is it that constitutes revival? Is it a week of special meetings held at a local church? Is it an organized effort at door-to-door evangelism? Certainly the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England and Wales under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches had to be built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of the personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. Also, we offer a CD containing Duncan Campbell's own account of that remarkable visitation by God. The CDs are $5 each, which includes postage and handling. Or you may order both CDs for just $8. To obtain your own copy, you may simply send a check for either or both CDs made out to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of The Revival on the Isle of Lewis. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be greatly blessed as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
prayed for the demonstration of Joshua's power. They prayed for the deliverance of Joshua's servants. And they prayed for the defeat of Joshua's foes. Let me tell you, those are the three great matters for prayer. The demonstration of the power of the living Christ. The deliverance of those souls who stand in covenant with Christ. And the defeat of those enemies that block the pathway of the work of Christ. Let me tell you, that reliance, that praying is well founded. When you pray that way, you'll get an answer. For the last thing I point out in the text is that the response of the Savior is timely and it's complete. Joshua ascended from Gilgal, verse 10, the Lord discomfited, the Lord defeated the enemy. The psalmist said in Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry, the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. He promises his people his presence, his power, his protection. The righteous cry, as Gibeon cried, and Joshua answered. We cry, and our greater Joshua answers. He gives us his presence, his power, his protection. I love the words of Isaiah 41. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. Fear not, I will help you. What a word for Christians in trouble. What a word for Christians battling the world, the flesh, and the devil. I will help you. The Lord told Moses in Deuteronomy 20, verse 1, when thou goest out to battle against the enemies, and you see horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Notice the last part. I brought you out of Egypt, and I didn't bring you out of Egypt to let you perish before you entered into Canaan. Some time ago I quoted Hezekiah's confession. We have no power against this great host. What was the Lord's answer? 2 Chronicles 20:17. Ye need not to fight this battle. Set yourselves. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. That may seem for a moment contradictory to what I was saying about Gibeon being willing to fight. It's not. They're just two aspects of the one Christian life. You don't fight the battle spiritually by frenetic endeavor. There are Christians who never have time to stop. They never have time to rest. Now, I want to tell you something. Now, don't get mad at me. If you don't like it, go to your Bible and fight with the Lord. But I want to tell you, when Christians have lives where they are constantly without time, they're just constantly running, 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 running. Those Christians are not in the will of God. Now you listen to me carefully. And listen, I know what I'm talking about. I know what it is to be busy. I know what it is, and I believe in Christians being busy. I believe in full lives. But there must be the time when you can get alone with God. There must be the time when you can stand still before God. There must be that time when you shut the closet door, when you get away from the business, you get away from the work, you get away from the school, you get away even from the family. You get away alone with God. That's not an option. That is a necessity. Stand still. Take a little time. Get with God, and you'll see what the Lord can do. For we do have an all-powerful Savior. The psalmist said, "Thou hast a mighty arm, strong as thy hand, high is thy right hand." The Almighty Savior. And what a promise he gives us. I was reading in the Psalm 37, the great promise of the Lord to his people. He says, the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord upholdeth the righteous. He will deliver us. Next time you read the book of Ezra, notice the constant emphasis of Ezra on the hand of the Lord being upon him. He says, "The hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy." That is the message of our text this morning. In many ways you could say that 2 Corinthians 12:9 sums it all up. "My grace is sufficient for thee." Didn't the Gibeonites find that? Didn't the early church find it? Haven't the people of God found it throughout all the ages? As I studied this portion and thought of it, it all crystallized in my mind in one simple sentence: that he who has saved us from the wrath of God will deliver us from the wrath of men and devils. He saved us from the wrath of God. He will save us from the wrath of men and devils. Psalm 41 verse 11 puts it plainly: "By this I know that thou hast a favor," or "that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me." God has saved us for a purpose. And let's stand back in honesty today. Has God saved you and me with no better purpose, even in this world, of living at the level at which we have been living? Is that the best? Is that really the purpose of God? Is that all that the blood of Christ has purchased? Christian, have a look at your life today. I preached the other week on that great text that goes to the heart of New Testament Christianity in Romans chapter 14. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. What do we know of that? Where's this vital, vibrant, spiritual reality? Men and women, the Lord has saved us from wrath in order that we may live in victory. In every struggle, we need to cry out to him. Thank God he'll not fail us, for remember, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. As Paul said, he'll make us more than conquerors. As he told the Corinthians, he will always cause us to triumph. Through trust, our Savior, our greater Joshua, turns trial into triumph. I want you to remember that. And every time you think of the Gibeonites in Joshua chapter 10, remember there is help in trouble. There is help in trouble. Whoever you are as God's child this morning, whatever your circumstance, however weak, however faltering, cry to your great Joshua, whose resources are unlimited, that he will come quickly, deliver you, and help you. May God bless his word to our hearts for his own name's sake. Let's all pray. Let's seek the Lord's face in a closing word of prayer. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. We'll be reconvening for the communion service. In just a few minutes after this one. If you are saved by the grace of God and walking in fellowship with the Lord, not excluded by rule of discipline from your own church, we welcome you to meet with us around the Lord's table. There will be opportunity for those who must leave to leave. We'll be at the door to greet you as you leave. And as you do so, make sure that first, like the Gibeonites, you have made peace with God. Don't leave unreconciled to God. And second, if you're reconciled, make sure you know what it is to enter into the resources that are available to you in Christ to live out your life in the victory of the Savior. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. Write it indelibly in every soul. We pray that thou wilt bring souls from wrath to reconciliation. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt bring thy people into the victory of Christ. We know that there are many forces arrayed against God's people. We know, Lord, that especially those who are new in the faith have sometimes mighty and bitter struggles, and the powers of hell are arrayed against them. Their own flesh is against them. Sometimes families against them. Their friends from the old life would turn against them. All hell would stir up its enmity against them. Lord, bless thy people. Give them a great confidence in Christ, a great joy in their Savior. Grant them grace to be able to pray. And, O Lord, we pray that thou wilt mightily lead God's people on in strength and in service for the Savior. Bless those who travel now. Grant journeying mercies on the homeward way. Bless those who meet around thy table. And, O Lord, may heaven open. May thou give us a vision of our exalted Lord. We pray in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.